Moving on up from M People, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 15th of September, 7.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Folks, morning to you. Thanks a million for letting us hang out with you. Morning to you, big man.
Morning to you, horse, house, things and all over there with a big saddle on your back.
Thank you for that. Where did that rain come from? What?
I don't know, it's lashing.
Ireland. In September.
Of all places.
It'll rain.
And it's absolutely blathering down, so it is. Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that. I didn't think that was predicted now.
Well, of course, then again. It's not predicted for long. I think it's just for this, for an hour or two.
And I often thought, actually, that it'd be perfect weather would be glorious sunshine during the day, and then when darkness falls, it just rains all night.
I know, yeah. For loads of reasons. It empties beer gardens. It does a lot of good work for the world.
Exactly. Now, okay, if you're a night worker, you probably don't agree.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
So what about it? You're in work anyway.
You know. Precisely. Anyway, listen, folks, good to have you along. If you want to give us a shout, as always, 087-188-0008. Your good mate Collie's been on already.
Of course he has. He's away, I think, at the moment.
Oh, and wait till you see where he is.
Really?
He's only sent you a picture of your favourite place in the world.
Oh, I can't see it yet. I haven't got me set up, me WhatsApp or set up here.
Well, it's only, he's standing literally beside the Welcome to Leitrim sign.
Now, so he made that. He obviously took that with him himself and stuck it into the ground. Because we all know that that's just a ludicrous display of nonsense.
Exactly. So he's there it is. Look at
him. Oh, I see him there, yeah. You won't fool me with your Photoshop skills, Mr. Collie.
Yeah. That's just, that's actually just, you can see through that. That's just a board. That's just a frame.
It is. Look, you can see the fella with his dog and all. Oh, no, that's another fella.
Anyway, cheers, Collie. Enjoy the break. He was in Sligo yesterday, Leitrim today.
Yeah, he's doing his travels, yeah. He's on his holidays.
Doing his tour. Good stuff. And Derek, the security guard, has been on. And Margaret, of course, has been on, as always. And there's, who was that there sending you? What the heck is that? I don't know what to make of that photograph.
That's that meme going around. There's loads of it. I can't think of the actor's name. Leonardo DiCaprio. It's a meme that's going around all the time.
Right. And what's the significance of it? Explain it to me, who's not part of the...
Well, it's a meme. Like, you know, anything that makes people make that face, you put the title on it and that face goes around.
Yeah. Is that the best explanation you can come up with?
Kind of, yeah. That's pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, yeah. You know, you send basically jokes, but then you send a very famous meme with them, and it exacerbates the joke to the point. Knock, knock, who's there?
Gotcha, right, okay. See?
I don't get the joke in this particular meme, to be honest with you.
Which is where I started originally.
Push pineapples and shake the tree. No, but it is a meme. That is definitely Leonardo, or Justin Arrow DiCaprio, whatever his name is.
Queen, David Bowie, Under Pressure here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 14 minutes past 6. It's the 15th of September. We're about to do the birthdays for today. Good old batch today, PJ, I have to say.
Good, yeah.
I like this batch now today. We're going to start with one of your all-time favourites, of course. The one and only Henry Wales.
Who in the name
Don't pretend like you don't know who Henry Wales is, your favourite.
I have no idea who Henry Wales is.
Okay, well, you probably know him by his stage name, do you?
I don't know. Henry, what's his stage name? John from the news. Is that John's real name?
No, his stage name is Prince Harry.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. How is Prince Harry his stage name?
I don't know. That's his name, apparently, is Henry Wales.
It's not bizarre.
And he's known as Prince Harry. I don't know how Harry comes from Henry.
I have no idea.
But anyway.
Aren't they the most peculiar mob of lunatics that all
It's very hard
about?
To know what the actual what? Names are.
Yeah. And, like, Windsor's just a made-up name as well, isn't it? Because it was some German name back in the day or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, everything about him
Who's
is just
called
kind of
Windsor
made
now?
Up. The whole family.
Well, then why is he called Wales?
Because his dad is the Prince of Wales.
Right.
And this is how it's mental, isn't it?
That's bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you being called Jimmy Finglas or something. Like, you know, it's just... Like, there's Jimmy Finglas. Jimmy Finglas of Wicklow. Like, what? That's what it is. But we don't call him Jim here, we call him Frank. Why? Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, Prince Harry, Henry Wales.
Yeah, I don't know what age is he.
So they all have just different names. Anyway, I mean, at least I suppose you have some chance with him because he's been, my God, pre-COVID, himself and his new missus were dominating everything, weren't they?
Oh, they were all.
My God, the amount of kind of news time that they got. What's her name again?
Rebecca Vardy.
Not quite. What is her name again? She was the actress out of that Suits thing, wasn't she?
Colleen Nolan.
Again, I'm not quite sure that's it.
Think it is, man. Think you weren't paying attention to the news stories.
Hang on a second. Somebody's bound to... No, any second now they'll tell us.
Yeah.
But anyway, him and his new missus,
him
that
and
actress.
His missus.
Right.
Yeah.
They...
Him and Rebecca Vardy.
They got a lot of attention.
They got an awful lot of attention. God, what do you
love... Giving up their royalty and going to America or something.
Well, you love to go back to the days when all we cared about was two people who have nothing to do with the country.
Meghan Markle
you're right.
Was her name. Thank you, people of the
right.
of the internet.
That is Rebecca Vardy's stage name. I gotta say, Harry's about... he's not as old. Like, he's the younger. He's 36.
Yes, he's 36. Well done.
Go on, have a great day, you little whaler.
Right, next for you is an actor, good actor too, Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones is a brilliant actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's deadly.
Good movies, Men in Black, of course, Fugitive.
The Fugitive, that's the one I'm thinking of. That's a cracking movie.
Yeah.
I came home, there was a one-armed man in my house. He had murdered my wife. Remember that big dialogue of it?
Yeah, that was the Harrison Ford one.
The Harrison Ford,
yeah.
And Tommy Lee Jones is actually the best part of that movie. Because that was a remake of an L60 show, wasn't it?
Mind you, he's another one who gets away with just being Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah.
Like in everything. No Country for Old Men.
That's a dog.
Men in Black. He's like, you know, he's basically still a pretty, you know, grumpy lad, dogs. Well, I can't do a Tommy Lee Jones accent, but you know what I mean?
I was there. I seen the man with the electric stick driving away.
Yeah. Mind you, to be fair, you know, Tommy Lee Jones, you kind of allow that. In the same way as you allow Morgan Freeman.
Yes,
just be Morgan Freeman and everything.
And John Wayne. They never changed. They just did what they did.
Although John Wayne was a bit iffy when he was like... truly, this man was the son of God.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah,
as a Roman centurion or whatever. Truly, this man was the son of God.
Now, someone
not
get
great.
My horse while I toast Jesus in the saloon. Yeah, that was very great stuff. Oh, that was brilliant. I gotta say, he's like 74.
Yeah. Are you looking at the screen?
I am not looking at the screen. I'm looking at weird news.
There's something funny because my thing is.
Come in and have a look.
Come in and have a look. He is 74. I'm starting to smell a rat here.
Yeah, now
there's something going on here. Because my mouse thing was moving by itself. There.
I'm not even on your stupid screen. Look at you. Look at my hands are in the air.
Right, people. I'm smelling a rat here.
Come in, Copper. Come in, Copper, and have a look. Look at this.
74 he is. Right.
Jeebus.
What about my absolute...
The dishonesty of it.
I'm curious because my mouse was moving on its own and you had access to me WhatsApp.
There's nothing moving.
Look at the smirk on your face. Look
because
at you.
I've been abused.
He's been caught by the ghoulies.
I can't believe this. I can't believe
you cheat on the birthdays.
I'm not cheating. I'm looking at a story here of a 62-year-old snake that laid eggs after 15 years.
Oh, a 62-year-old snake. Oh, he's not that old.
Sometimes.
Right. So what about this? The man who I've decided will be allowed to play me in a movie of my life.
You won't believe me anyway.
No, I won't believe you. I'm smelling a rat here.
Yeah, go on.
The man who I've decided is so good, he can play me in a movie of my life. My favourite.
Yes. Who is it?
Tom Hardy.
Tom
Hardy, because of course...
I should have known that you're always going on about him.
He looks very well bald, as we found out in Bane, when he was Bane in the Batman movie.
Well, he was wearing a face mask before anybody else.
Well, there you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
he was
talking about trendsetter.
I mean, the man's incredible.
He had the face mask on, rocking around.
And brilliant in that Peaky Blinders, where he plays that...
The Jewish
character.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah. He's fantastic.
He's a great actor. He is a great actor, yeah. He's the only fella that Jim would be there saying, "All right, go on if you have to kiss a fella, then it'll be good." That's it.
Yeah, he can be me man crush.
Yeah, he's the man crush. Yeah,
Tom Hardy,
better than my one.
Mind you, I think I get the impression sometimes when he does interviews, he's a bit of a. Is he a bit, little bit moody? Is he a little bit sort of leave me alone?
I think he tries to do that whole thing. Yeah,
I'm really so cool that your conversation is hurting me.
He's a bit of that going on, isn't it? It's a bit like, oh, yeah.
So what you're saying is
how did I get into acting? Oh, my God.
Me and Tom, like, bumped into each other. We may not be friends. Is that what you mean?
Oh, you never know. He might be there. Oh, my God. You're not going to believe what that is. That's Jimmy Finglas of Wicklow. He might be saying that, like...
Right, Tom Hardy is...
Yeah, 40... 42.
Oh, 43.
Fart off.
43 from Tom Hardy. Right, what about this? One of your own, one of your lot, and very similar to yourself, this man, when you realise, right? Okay, for a start, he is a very famous stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Similar to your good self. And he has problems with the tax man, similar to your good self.
I don't anymore.
This is what I mean. He was done for tax reduction schemes and all that sort of stuff.
Jimmy Carr, is it?
Yes, it is.
I remember him getting all
Jimmy
that
Carr.
Trouble. Yeah, and it was. And turned out nothing he did was illegal. It was unethical. Was the whole way
that
ended
that's
up
why in. it's in inverted commas here. Tax reduction scheme.
Yeah. And then it turned
we'd
out
we'd all take that.
I think everybody that was at it. It was a huge scandal because of Jimmy Carr's one. Because they had turned out all these huge people had the same accountant.
Yeah,
and he'd done the same diddle for all of them.
And the tax people have a habit of doing that, don't they? They pick
do.
A profession
and they go for
and
it,
then yeah. they go for the profession.
They do, yeah. And I don't know why they went for me.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? It's a never-ending run of...
What was that? Like a year and a half of an audit for them to turn around and go, well done, you're all clean. Grant, who's going to pay the accountancy bill? Who's going to pay that now?
Hmm. And if you do find the money, we'll be looking at it very carefully.
Yeah. I got to say, Jimmy Carr is around the same age as myself. But, 44.
49.
Ah,
49 for Jimmy Carr. But what about this? This is one of our own. Brendan O'Carroll is celebrating his birthday today.
Brendan
Mrs. Brown.
O'Carroll.
Mrs. Brown himself.
Look at this. Have you noticed he hasn't even given me the music because he doesn't believe I haven't cheated? This is terrible. No way.
Oh, yeah, no, this is nailed on. This is nailed on Magic Mike investigation stuff. This is.
I'm sick. This is the only time I've ever not wanted to get it right because you're gonna do me out of it. Brendan O'Carroll, 63.
65.
Ah, fart off.
65, Brendan O'Carroll. My God, he's a multi now, isn't he? He's a proper multi.
Money hanging out of him, swinging out of his pockets and landing on his shoes.
I wonder if
he's like...
I wonder if he ringing Jimmy Carr going, what's the name of your accountant again?
Yeah, you just say it was number. No, it's just
especially if you're not using it much now.
You know what I mean? Because he's like the Scrooge McDuck of Irish comedy now. He's got so much money. He takes a bat in €2 coins.
Right, Brendan. And then the last one for you then. This is a bit of a... This was meant to be a bit of a curveball for you because even though it's a really famous name, he's famous on the other side of the camera.
Oh, right.
The man behind Platoon and Born on the 4th of July and JFK and Natural Born Killers...
Yes.
Anytime now you can jump in and go, oh, not the amazing Oliver Stone.
Oh, that's who it is. Yes, of course, that's who it is. I was thinking Professor Plum for some reason. There's something about Oliver Stone. It's a name that belongs, like, in Cluedo.
Professor Plum.
Yeah, I was thinking Professor Plum. Why do I think of Professor Plum?
Because ladies and gentlemen, the Oscar for Best Director goes to Professor Plum.
Yeah, he made the movie in the living room with a candlestick holder.
Great movies though.
Great movies and
huge.
He of course famously he was one of the people that sort of started that whole moon landing hoax because he thought it would be a bit of crack to go, yeah, I filmed it. And all of that nonsense.
He claimed to film the...
Yeah, but he was like, you know...
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, he was Oliver Stone.
Wind up
he was always winding people up and talking. And then, of course...
But he did get big into the JFK thing, didn't he? When he was making that movie, he got big into the whole JFK conspiracy stuff.
God, that's...
Big stuff.
That movie goes on a bit, doesn't it? Jesus. It goes on a bit. Yeah. I mean, it's great and all, but do I really need to know what they were eating for breakfast and all? Get out of it. Like, it's the only movie where the actors take toilet breaks in the middle of it. I'd say Oliver Stone is about 86.
74.
Oh, fart, right.
For a great Oliver Stone. Still going to have an inquiry. I don't care. Having one anyway.
An inquiry.
Magic Mike, I'm calling an inquiry.
An inquiry.
I want the technology examined.
I didn't even get it right, and he's accused me of cheating.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, thanks a million, John. 6:32. Do you still have your Tour de France report from your bulletin earlier on?
Do I have it? Yes.
Do you have it there?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, PJ?
No, I didn't know.
I'll have a listen to this now. John, do you want to just give us a rundown on the Tour de France thing there for today?
Sam Bennett, yeah. So, obviously...
Come on. Give it to us the way you gave it to us earlier. And when you hear this now, talk about, you know, immersing yourself in the character. Yeah. When you hear these place names.
Right. Okay, so it's about Sam Bennett. But anyway, so say it's 1,664 kilometres takes in La Tour de Pin to Villard de Lons. Which along the way, there's also going to be an intermediate sprint, which is key and crucial for Sam Bennett at Saint-Joseph-de-Rivière.
Thank you very much. Take it out of PJ Gallagher. Look at that. That's called immersing yourself in the character.
I'm telling you.
What about that? That's better than your Joey Barton, how you say.
Yeah. I have to say, you know, like Tara does be wrestling with Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And Servant, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
She'd be there saying, and Jesus is fine playing him. Oh, God.
I like that. Very impressive, yeah.
Yeah. I was watching it there. And it's on TG Carr as
there
well.
There's that guy about being a cunning linguist.
There you are now. Say no more, huh? Yeah,
I like it. A bit of French flair there on the old Tour de France.
There is. I'm disappointed I missed it the first time around. I'm delighted that you got a bit of performance.
I thought it should get a bit of spotlight.
Bit of culture in a damn Tuesday morning, you know. Lifting the misery and the gloom. Yeah.
What you should do, though, is you should read the entire bulletin like that.
Actually, yeah. Like, there was an Irish politician years ago who used to speak with a French accent. It was just this clipped French Clouseau accent. I can't remember his name, but there definitely was. I think it was Sean McBride. Somebody will correct me on that. But actually, there was
the greatest clip we've ever had on a CSI year, right?
Oh yeah,
is the Micheál Martin one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where he's
talking about Irish, and he actually sounded like he was doing a French accent,
I think he was trying to do Chinese.
He was,
yeah. They said, "You Irish, you know how." And you're like, "Stop! Don't do that!
Don't be doing that! Jeepers, you're getting all kinds of trouble." You can do French.
Yeah, that's true. Well, John, you're okay. I expect a lot more. Hon.
Yeah, there isn't enough French people to give out. If there was, I'd be smashed with baguettes now and everything.
Well, I think you've done enough there to bring out the old...
Yeah,
I should bring them out in force now.
Sacre bleu!
Mon Dieu!
Yeah, the Cardigans and Love Fool and White Snake. What a tune. Still great. 80s classic, Here I Go Again. Paudie and Antoinette, I think, was saying that the radio was blasting while that was going out.
Oh, it's a belter.
She'll make sure the neighbours are up with that one.
That's good, yeah. So it's very late at this stage.
Absolutely.
To be still in bed, isn't it?
My God, I mean, look at that.
20 to 7 in the morning, you mad?
Jeepers, I'm not sure he's half a day's work done. Incredible.
Well, I do.
And, also, thanks to JP, we were talking about Tom Hardy's birthday, right?
I said,
you know, he played a very good bald man when he played Bane.
And you did point
out that he was the first to wear a mask.
He was, yeah. He was the first long before the setting the trend.
JP has one of your famous memes for the occasion.
Right.
So Bane, in that movie, he wore a mask, cancelled sporting events. Remember, he blew up the stadium.
He did.
Right. Quarantined the city. Remember, it was in lockdown. You couldn't get across the bridge.
Of course, yeah.
Right. And the root of the whole problem was the bat.
That is terrifyingly accurate, isn't it?
Tom Hardy is walking COVID.
That is terrifyingly accurate, isn't it?
Good man, JP. Very well spotted.
I think they're going to blow up the M50 to stop the dubs getting out soon, aren't they?
I think that's it, yeah. I think we're the root of a lot of problems.
I think we might be the root of a lot of problems at the moment. I think that we're going to have to... We're going to get a little badge or something to tell us that we're not allowed
unclean.
To
I think we're going to have to start wearing bells around our neck.
Oh, the noise of
unclean!
Them. That's all we need is 5 million people wearing bends. Bends? 5 million. What am I even talking about?
By the way, just to add a little more intrigue to the whole thing about the royal family names, we had Henry Wales.
Yes.
Is known as Harry. And is, what's his name again? You said his name is meant to be... Oh, yeah, his name is Wales, even though the grandmother's name is Windsor.
Yes.
And somebody is texting in to say it should be Mountbatten.
Right.
So it's Mountbatten is supposed to be the royal surname, but the Queen decided to keep Windsor.
Right, because is that the German end of things, then?
I have no idea.
I don't know. It's very confusing. And, like, how can they all have so many names, different names, when they're all related to each other anyway?
Well, maybe they are just character. Maybe they're stage names. It's like you. You know, you're the real PJ Gallagher. You're also Jake Stevens. You're also Barry Walsh. You're also a Dirty Elwin. You're also...
Yeah. What are the difference in titles is extreme, isn't it? Henry Wales, Mountbatten Windsor, PJ, the dirty L one, whistling lad from 15 years ago. Yeah, it's a different sort of a ring to it, I think.
Yeah. Although they do kind of, there is a sort an element of being a character, isn't there, when you're in the Royals anyway?
Definitely, yeah. They're not,
I mean,
like,
it is a bit of a stage show.
It is, it's a total, it's all pomp and ceremony, yeah, and fake nonsense. Like, they, you know what I mean? If they ever actually had to live in, that was what was so funny when he goes, I'm leaving the royal family and I want to be self-sufficient. I'm taking my security detail with me.
Yes.
And
a few million pounds, but that's all.
And a lot of millions. And that is it. It's like the jerk, you know, when he goes, I'm leaving and I'm taking nothing except for this chair and this table, that's mine. And that's it. I'm taking nothing else except for this, yeah, silver cutlery. Yes, yes.
Good man there, Harry.
Sorry, yeah, I didn't know.
Life on the breadline. With Prince Harry.
Don't know how he's going to make it.
Yeah, I tell you, it'll be tough. Also, by the way, Magic Mike, I don't know if he'll be able to show it to us yet or do it for us, but Magic Mike found that thing that John was talking about in the news about the politician, Irish politician, who apparently spoke with a French accent.
I was just watching it there before you went back.
I have to confess now, I didn't quite get a bang of French off it.
I can't understand a word anyone's saying in that video. Any of them.
Mike, you can't play it from where you are, can you?
Oh no, I can't. It's on that link I sent you, though. No,
right. I'll have to upload it or whatever.
There is a bang of French off it, though.
I don't hear French at all.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here now and say I actually thought that maybe he'd had a sherry or two.
He just sounds like,
I got off.
I just hear like a posh drunk man. That's all I hear. I can't get my head around it at all.
But he was born in France, Mike. Is that the story?
Yeah, I just read up about him because I was like, is he putting it on? But no, apparently he was born in France and I think his other half is from France. So maybe he had a bit of a twang from that.
Right. What was his name again? Who was it?
Sean McBride.
Sean McBride. Yeah, I'm looking at the screen here, yeah.
Right. Can you play it from in there for people to hear?
And I think the title of the book is most appropriate.
It is.
The Forgotten Campaign.
That's right.
Well, now, indeed, it is very nice.
Well, I think that might be the interviewer, lad.
They both sound the same.
It's about 22, 23 seconds in, PJ.
Anyway.
Well, I'm a minute 50 seconds, 3 seconds
oh,
in.
For God's sake.
And I can't hear anything.
It's been and gone. It's been and gone.
Anyway, all he sounds like is...
That's what I got. I got a man who'd been at the sherry before he did his interview. That's what I got from it.
Yeah, I was a husband. How did he marry to Rebecca Vardy?
Why is Rebecca Vardy getting so many mentions on the show today?
Because she's married to Prince Harry.
Meghan Markle
is her stage name. Tell you something, Jim obviously had a few sherries before he came in this morning.
Anyway, Michael, thank you for that. We'll talk to you a bit later on. Mike will be back with us within the hour, of course, because he'll be fielding your guesses on the hit bit. We missed out on Double Money Monday yesterday, but we're back at how much
today? Yeah, that's a good question.
Must be 18.10 or something.
It's 1,800 and a tenner. Yeah,
lovely.
1,810 euro.
1,810. What a year that was. 1,810. Yeah. Up for grabs.
Around the time of our first pandemic, I'd say.
So if you want to get involved in that, Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to play. Don't give us your guess and do check out classichits.ie. We had a score, not a bad score yesterday on the old breakfast table quiz. It's a fantastic prize for you this week. A break at the Midlands Park Hotel. That's up for grabs.
Yeah, 10 I think we got yesterday. So we're into double numbers nice and early this week.
Yeah, it was a bit better this week. So if you fancy again having a go, likewise, let Magic Mike know you want to play 087-188-0008. And apparently we're going to be talking quiz shows today, are we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Quiz shows.
Yeah, then now, just can we... We're going to be talking about quiz... There won't be questions, will there?
I certainly... Well, I don't mind. You can test me. I don't mind being tested. As long as they're the same questions they ask on winning streak.
On winning streak?
Yeah.
Well, what's the significance of winning streak?
You just get me to choose a colour or a number or something.
Yeah, good stuff. Dr. Alban and Sing Hallelujah here at Classic Hits. Tuesday morning, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. 087-188-0008 as always to give us a shout. Particularly if you want to let Mike know that you want to play the hit bit. before the hour is out. But as you were saying there before, 7 o'clock, not many people getting away on holidays. That's
no.
a downside of the old pandemic.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
But there is always an upside. It means you don't have to eat plain food.
Unless that's what you want. Unless that's not what you want. And like, we're not talking about the saucy sauces and all that sort of crack. We're talking about the plain food, the food on the plane.
Which, let's face it, loads of, I mean, it's a universal complaint, isn't it? That people expect plain food to be bad food.
Yeah.
You know, as in to be not great, like.
I know, I never forget. I was flying, I think I was flying back from one of my motorbike trips, you know.
Yeah.
And I was on a flight. And they had just started doing pizzas. It says new to the thing, pizza. I says, is the pizza any good? I said to the woman on the plane. And she goes, no. I was like, really? She goes, no.
Are you not supposed to sell it? I couldn't. I mean,
she's there. Everyone's
I couldn't live with myself.
So everyone's complaining about it. I was okay, I'll just have a star bar then, I think. But Thai Airways, they've been grounded for months. Most of their planes have been grounded for months.
Yeah.
So they've lost a lot of revenue. And they thought, well, what are we going to do? Can we recoup any of this revenue any other way, I wonder? And they've turned their offices, because everybody's now working at home, into a pop-up restaurant where they sell the airplane food and try and make it as much like a flight as they possibly can for you to turn up and give you the experience of arriving at the airport where the offices are. You get greeted by the stewards, you know,
yeah.
They're all in their gear.
In
and all
their gear, yeah.
And they bring
welcome
you to
aboard.
All of that, yeah, all of that. They've decorated the office with parts from planes, with little QR codes that you can look at them at your phone and it'll tell you exactly what it will do if you were in the air,
wow.
Which you won't be. And then you order your food and they bring it down. They try to make it as much like a flight experience as possible. And then
so do you get it in the little tin foil or plastic or whatever it is, things you get on a plane?
Philistine. This is the first class experience.
Oh,
Jim.
Right, okay.
It's the first class experience.
Well, I'd never know anything about that, I can tell you.
Oh, yes, well, I told you, I was flying to the States the last time, and I left it so late. The woman actually said on the Delta aircraft, she said to me, because you left it so late, we now have another seat for you, because the plane was overbooked, and I got moved up to first class. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
And then they said there was an announcement. Unfortunately, our entertainment system is broken during this flight. We can offer you air miles instead. I was like, don't believe it. I don't believe it.
But actually, wait a second. Now, though, since we're talking about you on planes and
yeah.
food.
Yeah.
Is there not a famous story
this
where
is
you
it?
Where you were on and you literally said, I'll just have one of
this
everything.
This is it, because there was no entertainment system. There was no
So was that flight?
Yeah.
When you ate every single
said,
thing on the
what
menu.
What are you going to do? And I says, well, I thought, well, I have to pass the time somehow. I'm going to have one of everything. So they came up and says, you know, you get a menu in first class.
Yeah.
What would you like for your starter? I'll have one of everything, thank you very much. And what would you like for your dinner?
Did anybody say to you?
Would you like red or white wine? I'll have both, thank you very much. And then they came out with the cheeses. Yes, I'm going to have all of them. One of all. And the guy sitting beside me thought it was the best thing ever. He started just going, you know something, I'll do that too. Two of us ate till we nearly destroyed ourselves. It was fantastic.
So you like, well, obviously, first class, I assume.
Airline food is totally different. Oh, it's totally different. And it seems like it's going down a storm in Thailand as well. A man called Pirachat Pengtong, what a pitch. Went in and he said that he'd heard about it, wanted to try it, and it was one of the best days he's had all year. Says more about the year than it does about anything else, I think. China Kanta Akanara Prachi said she liked the idea of having a meal on a plane without actually having to go anywhere. You're definitely on your own there.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
But my favourite part of this whole story is the Japanese chef, right? There's a Japanese chef that has been working as the head chef for Thai Airlines for years. And he said he's having the time of his life. Why? Because normally he makes the meals and they go into a trolley and they go up in the air and he never gets to see if anyone enjoys his food. And for he said, for the first time in my professional life, I've seen people dining on my food and really enjoying it. And their smiles on their faces puts a smile on my heart. I was like, that is the greatest thing.
Because the gas thing about that's you'd know that it had to be first class food. Because I think most people's expectation of standard airline food would be that a chef wouldn't be anywhere near it. That it'd be something that was conjured up out of a machine.
I know. And you're like smelling it for ages going, Do you think that's fish or chicken? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
What? Oh, is that? Oh, that's the vegetables, is it? Oh, right, sorry.
Oh, right, yeah. I was going to...
Is there chicken in it?
Yeah. I asked for mine without hard bits. Could we take away the hard bits? I know.
It's extraordinary to even think of a chef being associated with anything that resembles airplane food.
He's over the moon and he's delighted that he doesn't have to send out the bread rolls wrapped in plastic and everything.
Yeah.
He's there, it's so exciting.
And it doesn't have to be nuked in the microwave at the top of the plane for a while.
I never even thought of that, of course. Yeah, he's getting to fresh cook. I mean, he's over the moon. He's like, oh, long may it last, he's thinking, you know what I mean? Yeah. What's the point in working for an airline if people are actually going to go anywhere, I guess he's thinking.
Mike, did you have a weird airline food story? Or was it something related to weird restaurant food or something?
Not that I remember.
I thought you said something to me the other day when we mentioned this. I thought you said something.
Oh, I think I told you I was on Singapore Airlines and they had all the proper Delf and all the rest of it. That was probably what you're thinking about.
Right, okay.
That shows you about airplane food. Like, that, you're like, what was the highlight of the flight? I got an actual knife and fork.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not plastic or anything. It was unbelievable. I got to actually use a knife and fork. It was as if I was at... I say it was as exciting as if I was at home and I'd gone nowhere.
Was there not a story? Was there not a sort of a restaurant story? For some reason, I think it was you and your
Jim,
dad or
you're
something.
Right. No. You're right. We went to Singapore and we went to an area where there were themed restaurants.
Right,
and
that was it.
Yeah, that was it. Because we got talking about the themed restaurant being the plane restaurant. And I was telling you that I went to a hospital themed restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
We've actually found a lower level. A lower level than airplane food
airplane
is
food.
Hospital food.
Yeah.
But no, as far as I remember, they didn't actually serve hospital style food because it was actually nice. But we sat in wheelchairs and got served by people in scrubs.
That is just the maddest.
Sat in wheelchairs.
That's the maddest thing. There's a place in Texas, a famous place called Heart Attack Burger.
Yeah.
And all the waitresses are dressed as nurses in the place because their pride is our burgers have so much calories in them they could possibly kill you before you leave. That's their whole
marketing. They could actually give you a heart attack. That's incredible. A hospital... A hospital themed restaurant.
And there's one in Japan where you get served by robots. Like, there's no human interaction at all.
Oh my
Which
God.
Which sort of sums up a lot of what Japan is about. Just, I don't know. It's mad. Themed restaurants aren't for me. I just want to have a nice bit of food.
Mike, was there an emergency room in your... was there an A&E part of your hospital themed restaurant?
Not as far as I remember, but I just remember weird lights, like, you know, surgery lights and all that, where your lights above your table and everything. It was very weird.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah,
we'll have to find out if there's anything else. If there's anything else out there, 087-188-0008, let us know. If you've ever been in a really wacky, weird themed restaurant, then we'll have to find out. Surely to God's, like, that must be the I don't know what to say, the height of it or the bottom of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hospital themed and airplane food themed.
Although I was on an airplane that was themed like a prison before. At least I think it was. Ryanair, what was it called? I think that's what they were doing. Everyone's shouting at you. I'd be lying.
Sit down!
The priority thing, you didn't really trust it. Maybe I have it wrong.
Yeah. Similar. It's an easy mistake to make. Yeah. Guaranteed Irish, Sinead O'Connor, Mandinka here at Classic Hits, almost 7:21 on this Tuesday. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tracy's been on from Galway on the subject of themed restaurants. And,
yeah.
Went to a restaurant in Boston one year. It was based around the forest. All the food was served on plates that were shaped like kinds of leaves.
Oh, my God.
Apparently it was nice food and the staff were all dressed like park rangers.
I don't know. It's a very
Yogi,
American thing.
Yogi was in it.
Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
I'll have a picnic basket full of sandwiches, please.
Somebody says, I stayed in a themed B&B in Monaghan in the Father Ted room. That sounds good.
That's different.
They also have an Orient Express room. Can't remember the other ones, John and Glenamaddy. Father Ted themed room. That sounds pretty good.
Anything Father Ted gets a pass, though. It's different.
Yeah.
It's not the same as any other nonsense themes.
Oh, here's one that I think Mike did this as well. My brother and his wife went to a restaurant in the dark.
Oh, yeah. This was a thing. Yeah. And wasn't the one that you go to the restaurant in the dark, in the nude? Wasn't that one?
Well, there was definitely one where you eat food off somebody who's in the nude.
Ah, stop it. I don't want to be doing that.
That was a thing. That was a news story.
I can't even shake hands with anyone now to eat a piece of fish off someone's back. Would you get away with it? Like, no way.
Apparently, you are blindfolded for the whole meal. And the idea behind the whole thing is that basically, if you take away, if you don't look at the food, then it becomes a purely taste. You know the way they say you kind of eat with your eyes a lot?
Oh, big time, yeah. So let's try and ruin the meal by taking that away from it.
So if you take away that, Susanna says this, but she doesn't seem to be a fan of it.
No, I don't think so. I'm just thinking, where's my chips? I can't get them into my face fast enough when I can see them.
Yeah. Morning, lads. The best themed restaurant I was in was a place called Jekyll and Hyde in New York. You had to enter it through a phone box.
Ah, would you stop?
All the walls had singing gargoyles on them.
Get out of it.
And you were served by a creepy butler. It was a fantastic place.
That sounds very annoying. I don't want to be rude. I think it's just if I was sitting there, if the wall was like singing at me and everything, I don't know if I'd be able for that now. Yeah. Singing gargoyles and all.
Yeah.
I'd be there, are you serious? Gargoyles.
Do they have to sing though?
Do they? Can you ask my gargoyles to be quiet, please?
Yeah, or does he know something else? Does he know any Bon Jovi?
Does he know, yeah. Does he know any Killing Me Softly?
Yeah, exactly. Does he do any Michael Bolton covers?
That'd be great.
And Stephen in Kingswood. Classic. Not really a themed restaurant, but lads, God bless Hooters. Just a bit awkward being there with the wife.
You dirty asshole.
Mike and the Mechanics over my shoulder. Our Magic Mike, of course, standing by on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play on the hit bit this morning. €1,810 is what we have up for grabs. And, of course, classichits.ie, always a good place to start so you don't waste your guess. But let us know. Final call on the hit bit. 087-188-0008. Also, Kevin has been on WhatsApp on the subject of the themed restaurants, right?
Yeah.
Here's a weird one for you. He says, I went to a school dinners themed restaurant in London.
Oh, dear.
It was Fawlty Towers-like service. The food was just pushed in front of you and you weren't allowed to talk to the waitresses.
Oh, for God's
sake. No talking. Then the food was taken away if you didn't eat it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He says, the British lads I was with thought this was great crack. It brought them back to their school days. I was just flabbergasted. My God, there's themed for everything.
Everything.
How do people dream this stuff up?
I really don't know. And some of them really hit rock bottom. We were talking about the different themes and of the really bad stuff, like prison themes and all that around the world. And Mike has only
Mike's
gone and
hospital
found,
one.
Yeah. And Mike's gone and found out ones that are around the world exactly like that. Apparently in Tokyo and Taiwan, there's a sort of a themed chain of restaurants called the Lockup.
Right.
Where you do go and they put you in prison. They literally put you in prison. You're locked in and a waiter or waitress dressed as a prison guard brings you your food. Your drinks are served in vials, not glasses, vials. So like you're being poisoned. Yeah, and the food is better. It is better than a real prison. But they do say like they want to put you in orange overalls. Not like what would you be?
God.
Why would you be bothering? The worst of them all. The worst of them all. Well done, America. Truly hitting rock bottom. The Magic Restroom Cafe. In California, and it's based around toilets. It's like it's
so you sit on the toilet while you eat.
Yeah, there's a cafe in South Korea that's dedicated to actual the number two itself. No point. I don't want to go into that. Yeah, I'm not going into that one. Yeah, it's based literally on the number two itself. It's like poo poo.
Are you serious? There's a restaurant based on that
in South Korea, but in California, it's based purely on the actual toilet itself.
Right,
to the point that. You get huge meals served in an actual Jack's brought to the table.
Oh.
And you want to see this stew I'm looking at. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. The food is served in the toilet. And the food is inspired to look exactly like something you might find in a toilet. It's the most disturbing thing I have ever seen. And why anyone would pay any money to buy food that looks like it was... It came out of the wrong end of a human, Jim. It's absolutely disgusting.
What?
Absolutely disgusting.
I mean, as business ideas go, how do you even begin to come up with that as a business idea?
Yeah, do you know what people love? Eating out of the jacks. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, I think there's a market for it.
Yeah.
It'll be unique, all right.
Yeah, because nobody will go.
Do you ever look at your toilet and think, jeez, how many cornflakes could have fit into that? No. Ah, go on. We all think that. We certainly do not.
That's got to be the worst.
It's the worst.
I thought the hospital stuff was mad because I saw.
Yeah.
Actually, Mike talked about the hospital one. I saw it on the list, the hospital one. They're feeding people and stuff. And yeah. And I thought it was bad that there was those, what do you call those tin bowls that sometimes people have to wee into?
Oh, the little kidney-shaped bowl things. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and all them. I thought that was rock bottom.
No, yeah, I did too.
A toilet.
But a toilet. An actual curry served in a toilet.
Ah!
That's what the picture is.
Oh, no.
That's what people, and there's people sitting there going, lovely, isn't it? Absolutely delicious. Could I have a potty full of chips, please?
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth a whopping €1,800 and a tenner thrown into the hat. It's getting huge now at this stage. Here is what it sounds like. All important Hit Bit, that's exactly what it sounds like. Don't forget classichits.ie. You can listen to it as many times as you like if it doesn't go this morning and have a go. So Helen is going to have a go with us first this morning. Hiya, Helen. Helen.
How are you?
Helen. Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Helen.
Her name is Helen.
Helen has no fury, I tell you.
Her name is Helen Hartnett. And I got them both confused. Tell you, Helen, how are you getting on?
I'm good. I'm good.
What's the crack with you today? What are your plans?
My plan, work like every other day.
Yeah, oh yeah. Fabulous then. Yeah, yeah. Something different, like.
Yeah.
Right, Helen, we'd love to give you all this bag of change that we have here. Jim is sitting on it right now
because
his chair is off being fixed. So what do you think it is?
Blue suede hooked on a feeling.
Blue suede hooked on a feeling.
I'm not sure I'm familiar. Do you know that one?
It's not ringing a bell.
Right, okay. I know a man who will know it though. Magical Michael out in the West.
Yes, now I can't say I would have been a huge fan of that tune, but right. I am hooked on a feeling though that this is gonna go today, lads. But not for you right now. It's right.
Yeah. I don't know, Mike. You've done better, I think.
I was hoping you were going to sing it, Mike, so I was trying to remember what it sounded like.
Well, put it this way. There's a very unusual start to it that I couldn't sing, but you'll have to look it up later.
Right, okay. Good stuff.
All right. Sorry about that, Helen.
No problem.
Have a good day, Helen. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Now, Ian McDonald waiting on the other one. I should be calling him Enald or something like that, considering how I started. How are you, Ian?
Hey, how's it going?
What's the crack with you, Ian? Where are you this morning?
I'm on my way down to Facebook to understand and cut the grass with a tractor.
You're on your way down to Facebook to cut the grass with a tractor?
That's what I thought he said.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, the machine on the back of the tractor take me all day now to cut it.
Right.
In Facebook?
Did you say Facebook?
I did, Facebook data centre on Connie.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God, it's all falling into place. Right, okay. So you're actually going to cut Facebook's grass.
Yeah.
Ian, you have no idea how confused I was. I swear to God, Ian, you had me all over the place. I was there. He's on his way. He's logging into Facebook. He's logging into Facebook so he can cut the grass.
To cut the grass.
Yeah.
Technology's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It really is.
Oh, it is.
Brilliant.
Beautiful.
Brilliant. Right.
Social networking at its best. I want everybody that logs onto Facebook today, just remember, Ian cuts the grass.
Cuts
he keeps the
grass.
Place
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Ian, thanks very much. We would love to give you some money. What do you think this is?
I think it's Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp.
Now, a song.
Absolutely.
That's
and one
song.
We play regularly.
Very regularly.
What happened to your head there for a second?
Well, I saw nothing. I just said that we play very regularly. That's all I said.
Indeed we do.
In fact, I heard that Ian cuts the grass for Jack and Diane.
Right, that's Michael, what's the story? Is he right?
Okay, guys, is it this little ditty now? That is the question. It is wrong, unfortunately. I'm sorry. But Ian, don't worry about it. I mean, oh yeah, life goes on.
Oh,
so don't,
God.
I mean, don't worry about it.
That's not a bad one.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Why don't you share it with your friends? Get them to like it.
Oh. I will. On Facebook.
Take care of yourself, Ian. Have
okay,
a good day.
Lad.
See you later. Bye
bye. That was the most bizarre.
This is the most bizarre chat
hit we've ever had.
The worst thing is me thinking Ian's lost his mind when I quite obviously am the one that did.
And then to top it all off, Magic Mike singing. Brilliant, isn't it?
I know, yeah.
Oh, it was a good
fair
thing.
Fair play to him for taking the heat off both of us. There he goes again.
Yeah, Madonna and Into the Groove here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 9.5 minutes past eight on this Tuesday, 15th of September. Loads still to come, of course. Breakfast table quiz. Great break at the Midlands Park Hotel up for grabs. I think it's, is it 10 to beat?
10 to beat. We're just into double numbers on the breakfast table quiz, indeed.
So that's on the way. Also, we're going to be telling you about HB's Ice Cream Sunday. That's happening this Sunday, the 20th. Looking forward to that. That's all on the way. But in the meantime, right... We did say that Magic Mike was on a bit of a sort of a bit of a quiz show kick because apparently something sparked this. The return, was it of Nevermind the Buzzcocks?
Nevermind the Buzzcocks, after 5 years of being off air, and let's be honest, it was really surprising it ever went off air, seeing as though I had an 18-year run.
Right.
18 years, like, on BBC Two, and they decided to mix things up. That was when, you know, Phil Jupitus and Bill Bailey and Simon Amstel, they hosted it.
Did we interview? I definitely spoke to Phil Jupitus once.
We did, yeah, a couple of times, yeah.
Right.
A couple of times we've had Phil Jupitus in, talking all about it and everything. And it was Mark Lamar that was the original host back in the day. He was fantastic.
I still think he was the best.
Definitely.
I still think he was the best of all of them.
Fantastic, yeah, he was. Yeah, he came out of The Word. Remember, he was only a young lad on The Word in Channel 4, and then he came into this. He was brilliant.
And he was so cutting, like.
So old. When he was like, caustic. Was,
yeah. Really dry.
Yeah, it's no wonder we don't see him around much anymore. You know, when you in the way the culture is today, where everyone has to be so careful. I don't think Mark Lamar would fit in very well.
It's a good old show, though, isn't it?
It's
kind of mad, and it did have a bit of a. I know it's kind of. It probably doesn't seem like it now because you've had the likes of Keith Lemon and all doing all his mad stuff. But at the time, there was some stuff in it that was kind of new and unusual
definitely.
For.
And it kept reinventing itself. Like that 18 years. And now with 5 years of it gone, the BBC have suddenly realised the error of their ways and said it's time to bring it back. So they're working on it now. They're working on recasting it and all that crack has to happen. No idea who they're going to put into it.
Yeah.
Quite obviously people I'll never have heard of. People who are like liking things on Spotify and all of that. But that's all right. So it's going to be a little different.
What was with being a pop music thing for the younger generation?
Imagine they'll be all doing that, shaking that... pantalones and everything.
Shaking the milkshake.
All of that sort of crap.
But I tell you, we have something in common with Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
What's that now?
Well, if I say we have something in common, it's basically something we stole off them. Remember we used to do the human jukebox?
I loved doing it. Yeah. I used to love doing it.
It was good crack. This is one of the Buzzcocks version. So this is from the actual Buzzcocks show, right?
Dingy, 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 dingy,
dingy, dingy, dingy, dingy, dingy, dingy, dingy, dingy. No idea what that is.
I know exactly what that is.
Do you?
That's the Laz. There she goes.
Mike, is he right?
Yeah, because that's me
Whoa!
Doing it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you have Buzzcocks. I thought that was the genuine thing.
Yeah, no, that's actually me doing it. That was me
and
doing it like a madman.
I
was about to come
away.
On after that and go, that's mad. That actually sounds like our Mike.
Yeah, that is Mike, yeah.
I'm glad you got it all the same.
I thought that was a very good rendition, Mike. Yeah. Well done.
We must do that again, Mike, at some stage. Bring out the old human jukebox again.
I used to love doing it.
Yes, game on.
Yeah, absolutely. Now listen, so the Buzzcocks is making a return, never mind the Buzzcocks or whatever, so we were wondering like what else maybe might be a contender for you.
That's
what would
it,
you like
you,
to see?
When you're bringing back classics like the Buzzcocks that lasted 18 years, then you start thinking, it's time to bring back the good stuff, especially during this period and stage that we're in now.
Do you have one? Would you have one? Is there anything that was a favourite for you?
Yes, there was. I want Blankety Blank. I never should have stopped Blankety Blank. I loved it so much.
That was excellent.
Oh, it was such a great thing.
And both of them, actually. Terry Wogan, brilliant.
Brilliant.
And Les Dawson,
brilliant.
Brilliant.
And
really, really
Kenny
good.
Everett, who used to break the mic every week. And the fact that you won absolute crap. A blankety blank check, pen and book, as Terry Wogan used to say.
And it was the equivalent of an ugly mug.
It was the equivalent
of the blankety blank checkbook and pen.
I used to love that they won absolute crap for their efforts. And that was what was really, really good. And on the Irish scene, do you remember there was it silver? What was it called? Quicksilver.
Quicksilver.
Playing for a handful of pence. Literally a handful
of change. A 5p question.
Yeah, here we go now. We're going for a 5p question. And it'll be a really difficult question as well. Who was the first president of Uganda? He was like, what?
Going for gold?
Yeah, great.
Was that Henry Kelly?
Henry
Kelly. Was that where he used to wear those mad, stripy jackets. Was that that one?
He used to dress up as Ryan Tuberty before Ryan Tuberty was a thing.
My God, it was the theme tune was like a Eurovision entry.
It was so Eurovision. You remember watching it? The guests would be, welcome to the show. Today we have Bruno from the Netherlands. He was always there. Bruno from the Netherlands, Fritzer from Germany, and Hans from Austria. It's going to be a hell of a game. It was all that. It was the most European thing we'd ever seen in our lives.
Yeah. And then there was all of the kind of, there was the sporty ones that were sort of sports themed ones.
Always loved those.
Like this one.
It's only a game, so put up a real good fight. I'm gonna be snickering you tonight.
Do you know that one?
The big break,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm playing for my aim, so you better believe I'm right. I'm gonna be snickering you tonight.
John Virgo did it.
And it was so, like, they were practically walking around. It was like a Mary Poppins musical with a snooker table in the middle of it, really. It was so London.
And then, of course, they won. This would be one of my absolute favourites.
Let me guess, you're going to play Bullseye.
Oh, man. Have you ever heard a theme tune like it?
Isn't it glorious?
That is, remember, what is it? Stay in the black and out of the red. Nothing in this game for two in a bed.
Isn't that just glorious? I can actually smell the chips off that theme song.
I know. And it was... I know Peter Kay does a big stand-up routine about it, but, I mean, the contestants were a... They were a unique brand of... You know, you didn't see those kind of contestants on telly that much.
Well, you know, it was the first time they were ever out of their cul-de-sac before. You know, they were never out of their cul-de-sac before.
Yeah, and I mean, there was a... You know, you had a sense that at least one of them was wearing an ankle bracelet.
Oh, definitely. And it was always like, so who's going to be the thrower? That's going to be me because Frank is a bit jarred. I was like, that's what it is. You know, they were after having a sack of cards probably on the train all the way to the.
That's what I'm saying. There was a quite unique,
a very unique
selection of kind of, you know, contestants.
Oh, it was magnificent television.
Yeah.
And again, complete crap they were playing to win.
But, I mean, the most famous one of all was when the, you know,
the
speedboats for lads who lived
in,
like,
the Midlands.
In Birmingham or something.
Oh, it was great, yeah. Great. Or a whole load of, like, or two sleeping jackets for women and the two lads, oh, that's nice. Like, it was fantastic.
He used to count out the cash. Remember when they won the cash?
Count
out in front of it. It was like a drugs deal going down on the television.
Yeah, like an English gangster. Having a backroom illegal game of darts is fantastic.
I loved it.
It was so amazing.
Hell, that, I mean, there's absolutely nothing dated about that at all.
Nothing at all. Now, that's the one they should bring back. Hard cash out of pocket.
Absolutely.
Winning it, throwing a few darts. Lads, let's not ask them how they got there. We know the police are coming. We've got a half an hour to film.
That's it. Like, lads on day release.
Oh,
going on to a quiz show.
Yeah, I have to go back. My probation officer is behind. He's causing a ruckus behind the scenes there. It was just brilliant television.
I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Right, let us know. 087-188-0008. If there's anything we've missed out on, something that you think was so good, it should make a return. It's got to come back.
Like some Murphy's Micro Quizm and all. Remember the futuristic show that had literally nothing futuristic? It was fantastic.
Hoodie and the Blowfish. Only want to be with you. 821 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. And for all of the WhatsApps in on 087-188-0008, the... quiz shows you'd like to see back in the box. Never mind the Buzzcocks is making its return. Long awaited. Well, actually, how long was it off air before they decided to bring it
5 years.
Was it 5 years?
Yeah, so it was on for 18, then it was off for 5, and now it's been recommissioned again because they miss it in the schedule. They just haven't been able to make up for it being gone.
Brilliant. So what else might make a comeback? Some of the ones we got in, the lyrics board and RTE was brill, according to Anthony.
Do you know something? That was actually a very good, fun show. It really was.
Yeah, actually, there's not a bad shout now from Glenn. Remember Strike It Lucky that Michael Barrymore used to do?
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it slightly changes.
I understand that.
But it was a fantastic show.
Yeah.
It was so addictive to watch the pyramid way of doing it with the screens.
He was exhausted.
He was exhausted. Yeah, yeah. And it was hard to make him exhausted.
Well, that's true. Also, somebody saying, did Paul O'Grady present Blankety Blank in drag? I think he did. I think Lily Savage had a spell as a presenter.
I've no memory of that.
Yeah.
And I really like Paul O'Grady too.
I could be wrong now, but that does ring a bell. Lily Savage doing it. Anyway, whose line is it anyway? Was that really a quiz show?
I suppose it was. I suppose it was. I don't know.
That was the whole improv thing,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the whole improv thing. I don't know. I'm not going to be saying, I'm one of those people, that belongs on the stage. It doesn't transfer well. It was great. The American one was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Your man Drew Carey.
Drew Carey, yeah.
Was that his name?
He was the host.
Yeah, yeah, he was great. Blockbusters. But is that still on, though?
What a show, though. I mean, honestly, the whole concept of it is wrong. It shouldn't work. It's two against one for a start. Should never work. It's always two against one.
Yeah.
And then you get to the gold rush thing, and it's the exact same game again, except it's three letters instead of the one letters.
Yeah.
Like, everything about it is wrong. But then you watch it, and it's fantastic. You can't pull yourself away from it.
I'm surprised. I thought Blockbusters, I thought that was still on. I thought they just had a different host and... It's not on at the moment.
I think there's only two game shows left. There's only The Chase. Chase is on for 4 hours a day every day.
Yeah, and Tipping Point
is on. Tipping Point. And then there's the...
Eggheads.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was still on.
That's way too intelligent.
And Catchphrase. I love Catchphrase.
That's one of my favourites.
Oh, I love it.
Because I used to be kind of good at that.
Same here.
It's
now
like, you know that board game, Dingbats?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I just sit there just shouting things. The well full of chips. Chips are flying bat head. Jump it. Jumping bat head flying chips. Oh, say what you see. Shills with head on them. Shills head. Shoe head fart. You just end up saying these mad sentences while you're watching it. It's brilliant. It is.
That is amazing. I'd happily sit through an episode of Catchphrase with you.
Yeah. And then the answer is cheese strings. Jeez, I didn't see that. Shoehead fat harp. Harp. Harping. It's great.
Where in the world, somebody suggested?
That was... Do you remember that?
I do, yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
Remember, we did a version that we used to have our own little... We used to have this, for example. We did our version.
Where in the world, Aoife's world.
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
I always enjoy those things. And I hear them back. We can't sing, like.
No, we can't.
But it kind of works.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop us.
No. I'm delighted.
Especially Mike. Mike throws himself into it with abandon.
And he sings every morning. Yeah, I know.
Also, somebody pointing out Jim Davidson was the main man on Big Break. That probably wouldn't go well for you nowadays. That's probably not going to go well.
The most un-PC person.
Oh, my God, somebody's just... And I think it has come back. I think we discussed that before. But the Krypton factor.
Absolutely.
Didn't they attempt to bring that back?
They did.
Because we were talking about it and somebody said they did try it.
They did, yeah. I think they brought it back for a couple of specials to see if it would take off again. And it didn't.
Well, I'm amazed by that. I think that is the absolute nailed on perfect.
So good.
Kind of thing. The physical and the mental.
And they just
love that show.
Just lock you in the room and leave you at it. When you think about it, it's a bit of a mad one. You know.
Are you sure you're not confusing it with the Crystal Maze?
Oh, that's the lad I'm thinking of. Yeah, that is very good as well.
Duran with Girls on Film. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Final call on the breakfast table quiz. That stay at the Midlands Park Hotel up for grabs. You'll need to get into at least double figures anyway. 10 we have on the scoreboard at the moment. You're going to have to beat that 087-188-0008 if you want to let us know, or let Magic Mike know, he's standing by, that you want to play. And thanks for all of the WhatsApps about the quiz shows you'd like to see making a comeback. Never mind, the Buzzcocks is definitely doing it. I tell you, this one that you were talking about, it turns out we've gotten to the bottom of it.
Right,
there was confusion about this. It was, of course, Blockbusters.
Blockbusters,
yeah,
what a tune.
Yeah, yeah. And it turns out it is. It is still on. And it was, it's Dara O'Brien, our own Dara O'Brien is.
Unreal. I never knew that. Never knew that at all.
Yeah.
It just shows how detached from modern television you can be as well, doesn't it? Like in the days of sort of Netflix and all of that sort of crack.
Is it still on at sort of tea time, I wonder?
All I see is The Chase, man. Like, oh, you know, how are you, man? And she, The Chase is on. The Chase is on like 27 hours a day.
Is that
27 hours a day.
Is that her version of telling you to be quiet? How are you, Matt? The Chase is on.
Chase is on. And then for a brief half hour, The Mask will be on the end of Sunday. And that's it. So I don't know what else goes beyond television at all. So I'm just into I'm part of the problem. I'm Mr. Netflix, you know.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't see a huge amount of TV myself. Certainly not at that time, anyway. But yeah, so it turns out Blockbusters doesn't have to come back. It's still on.
It's still on, so there you go.
With our own Dara O'Brien. And of course this. Now, I have to say, that version of it...
What is this?
That must be from the... Remember they tried to bring it back?
Oh, just the Krypton Factor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't sound like I remember the Krypton Factor.
It's way too dramatic, isn't
Absolutely. Yeah, that must be the revamped one.
It's far too orchestral for my lights
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean...
It was the digital keyboard version.
I was just going to say, if it wasn't played on a Casio...
That was it, the digital keyboard with the little drum machine in the background building the tension.
Yeah.
The last thing you need is an actual orchestra trying to play it.
Do you know the other one that was texted in? Well, people didn't text in the name of us, right? But they just texted in Dusty Bin.
From,
What is that?
What is that? I always called it 3-2-1.
So did I.
Yeah, apparently it's not 3-2-1. What was it? Was it Strike It Lucky? No, that was a different thing.
No. What was it called? 3-2-1?
I don't think so. The
wasn't the generation game. That came in a bit from some people as well.
What was the name of that show? I don't know what the name of that show was.
Mike, do you know what it was?
Yeah, I'm just looking up here. It's 3-2-1.
It was 3-2-1.
3-2-1. So it wasn't just
Shouldn't have even dealt it ourselves.
It wasn't even about the show. It was about your man just got the end of the show going. And that's all. Must 3-2-1 did the finger thing.
Yeah.
3-2-1 with the
and
fingers.
Then, and when you were in school, you had to try and
try and copy it, yeah.
Because it made it look like it was really difficult. But in actual fact, he was just turning
his hand around and distracting you with a moving bin.
Dusty Bin,
I know. Of all the
characters. You actually, that's what you won. That was your booby prize.
You
walked away with a brand new bin.
A bin with a face on it.
To be honest with you, brand new bin. Still better than some of the prizes on Blankety Blank.
But that was, Blankety Blank was, you only went to win the crap. That was what was great about it. You went there to win the nonsense.
What, should we throw our hats into the ring now for a, what could we do as a, what could we do? You know what I mean? As a quiz show, a PJ and Jim hosting, what could we host? Mike, any suggestions?
Let me have a think now. This could make us our millions, lads.
Oh, my God.
The price is right. We're mad for the old few quids. I'd be into that. Guessing the price.
Well, if we did the generation game, like one of us, PJ, could be like a glamorous assistant, whatever you know.
Perfect. I'd love that job. Love that job. As usual.
A magic show. What was the magician's name?
Paul
the
Daniels.
Small lad with the... Paul Daniels. Didn't he have a game show?
I think Mike has gone off on one
there. Yeah.
I don't remember having a game show.
Mike's been eating that seaweed again.
No, I was thinking of Beautiful Assistant.
His wife, Debbie McGee.
Oh, yeah, Debbie McGee.
And I'm not marrying Jim for anybody.
Yeah. We'll have to now. That's it now. This could be our way forward. We could get ourselves a game show, bring back a quiz show.
As long as it does go like that.
There's not many that had two hosts, is there? They were all sort of like...
No, Ant
and Dec. Somebody's just texted in Family Fortunes. That's still going, I know.
That's great,
That is actually good.
It's brilliant. It's such a way to kill the day. Isn't that the one where you guess our survey says? And
yeah,
all that
exactly.
Oh, that's a great show.
Yeah.
I love that. You learn so much useless knowledge. Did you know 50% of the people in Sheffield think snow when you say the word Christmas? Amazing facts.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, right. I love that stuff.
That's it, right? Mike, that's your mission. Should you choose to accept it. You've got to find a game show format, a quiz show format for PJ and myself.
Yeah, just make sure it's one of those ones where Jim does all the work, yeah?
Valerie from Steve Winwood here at Classic Hits. 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, about to do the breakfast table quiz. Before we do it, PJ, I've just had a brainwave. I've thought of the quiz show that you and I can do.
Brilliant, unreal. I tore myself on there.
Well done, right, and this is perfect. Treasure Hunt. Right?
Yeah.
So I'd be in the studio with the contestants.
Oh, my God.
And you'd be in the yellow jumpsuit.
I'd be Annika Rice.
Yeah, running around, chasing places and, you know, jumping out of helicopters and everything.
Sounds
absolutely perfect.
Actually sounds like a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
There you go. So just make
that
happen.
As long as I could get home, like, early and all, you know.
What?
Yeah, like, as long as, like, you know.
As long as you could get home early.
Maybe we could do it in Google Maps. I could just sort of follow them on a map or something. Maybe we could do it.
You're meant to be out there. Anyway, sure, look, you get the helicopter to drop you off or something.
Yeah, where?
Literally.
Yeah.
Over your house.
So now you see what he's really getting to.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See KES.ie.
Right, this week, the chance to win a fabulous stay at the Midlands Park Hotel. Check it out at MidlandsParkHotel.com. You can book with confidence. They've got these excellent offers lined up for the autumn. It's a special package that includes B&B, bubbles and chocolate, and it's available from just €89. All of the details, €89 per guest, that is. All of the details on that website, MidlandsParkHotel.com.
Yeah, and we need 10 or, well, 10 is the score, I beg your pardon. 11 or more is what we're looking for. And Margaret Davili is going to have a go this morning. Hiya, Margaret.
Hi, PJ. How are you?
Not bad at all, Margaret. More importantly, how are you getting on?
I'm good. We're literally sitting on the edge of our seat here now, waiting at my two little girls with me going to give me a hand.
Oh, so brilliant. What are their names, Margaret?
We have Sarah, who's 10, and Mary, who's 9.
Sarah and Mary. Brilliant. Okay, they'll be, I'd have a suspicion they'll be quite good at this, to be honest.
Yeah,
with
I
you.
Think so.
She's got.
Right.
Yeah. So why did I ring when there's 10 to beat?
No bother to you. Look, it'll be a team effort. It'll be fantastic, Margaret. The best of luck with it. We got 60 seconds. Are you ready to go?
We're ready to go.
PJ, all good?
All good.
Here we go.
What is a Samsung Galaxy?
It's a phone.
What animal was Mr. Ed in the TV show?
Horse.
In what city was actor Mark Wahlberg born?
Boston.
Who wrote Robinson Crusoe?
Oh, skip.
Daniel Defoe, Dubrovnik is in what country?
Poland.
Croatia. In what city is JFK Airport?
New York.
What is the Roman numeral for 10?
X.
How many lines are in a standard limerick?
Oh, 4.
It's 5. What animals are kept in an aviary?
Birds.
Where do Shamrock Rovers play their home games?
Dublin.
In Talis Day, I'll give you. Which rapper starred in the 2005 Get Rich or Die Trying?
Don't know.
50 Cent. Who hosted the original UK Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Chris Tarrant.
What gemstone symbolises a 40th wedding anniversary?
Diamond.
It's a ruby. What is a group of lions called?
A group of lions, pack.
A pride. What artist wrote Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You?
Prince.
That's the one.
Prince is the one.
I don't think you did too badly at all, Margaret.
Oh,
that was a good
terrible.
Show. You there did not.
There's a few I suspect you actually knew, and it kind of like, for example, the Lions one. You know what I mean?
I was looking at Mary and she was not giving an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear too many voices in the background, Margaret, to be fair to you. But still, we ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, you were just there. Just there. That was pretty good going, Margaret, in fairness to you.
Absolutely. Certainly didn't make no shame in that one. 9. You came as close as you possibly could.
10 hard to beat. Fair play to her.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, Margaret, have a cracking day. Thanks for having a go.
And you guys.
Cheers.
See you, Margaret.